Good morning, we're continuing with Chayodim, Klach HaFei, Simon Zion. So we spoke about a situation where a child has dirtied, relieved himself in such a way that he's affecting the tzibur on the floor. So we said you should cover it. If that's not possible, the person has to leave. And we spell him. Other people are davening and they're not aware of what happened. So what do you have to do? Nearly the only way he can make them realize that what has happened, that they have to stop and move away, is by speaking. Davening in the place where there is open soa is an isidaraisa. The more understands the psukim, which talk about that there's an iser of lo yerbacha erbas dover. That pasuk says in a case where there's soya, it has to be covered to allow you to have the dibur. So they're doing it to the raisa, albeit b'shargeg, not being aware that there's the soya is there. So I'm allowed to interrupt with dibur, if necessary, to inform them and prevent them from doing an isidaraisa. See, even though I'm interrupting my in the shunas, right? Umutav shiasahu isr kal, the haino isidarabonon, the lahafsik betfilo, he's doing a lesser level of isr, of interrupting tfilo, which is an isidarabonon. Mishiasa cherem isidaraisa, li spalabam mokamatunav. And they're going to be doing an isidaraisa, so it's appropriate for me to transgress my isidarabanan to save these other people for an isidaraisa. So this is a discussion in Shas. Is it appropriate for me to do an avera to save somebody else from a greater avera? It's a discussion in the Morin Shabbos in the first parak in the Aftalad. The Morin seems to come out over there that I should not interrupt the issue with whatever it is. I should not do that light, the smaller avera, to save somebody from a larger avera. And then Tosis there asks a question from a Gemara Psachim. The Gemara Psachim seems to indicate that we do say that a person should do a smaller avera to save somebody from a larger avera. And Tosis differentiates between a case where the one who's doing the larger avera that I'm trying to save, it was that person negligent or not? If that person was not negligent, it wasn't his fault, he wasn't aware, so then I should do my smaller avera to save that person from a larger avera. If, however, that person was negligent, and he's in the situation of the larger avera due to his own lack of care, or worse, then I am not mechuyev to do a smaller, even a smaller avera to save him from a larger avera. But over here, these people have done nothing wrong. They were not aware that the child had created a problem, so they are not doing anything inappropriate. So therefore, it is correct to me to do a lighter avera, a smaller avera, to save them from a larger avera. Now, the issur of davening b'makom soya is an isidaraisa. Similarly, Rav Moshe has interesting tshuva in a case where I'm davening Shmoneh Esrei and I hear the chazan making a mistake, which would require that he has to daven over again, and nobody noticed. So nobody was really paying attention to Chazor Sashatz, and I was davening, and I heard in my davening that the chazan forgot to say Mashiach Baruch Amor Degeshem. So it comes out, Rambam says that the rest of the Shmoneh Esrei will be Brocha Islavatola. He's not Yotish Shmoneh Esrei, so Abedina Brocha Lavatola. So if the only way I can get the attention of the chazan to make him correct is by speaking, so Rambam says I'm allowed to speak. My lesser avera of speech in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei is going to be permitted to save the chazan, this person who's davening, from Brochas Lavatola. So that would be another example of this concept, where we apply it in the context of the tefillah, interrupting your tefillah, which is the Nishad Rabbanan, in order to save somebody from a greater Aveira. Now, is Brach Levatala Nishad Raisa? Most Poskim say no, it's only a Smachta. It's not a Nishad Raisa. The Rambam seemed to learn that the bracha batala is an issur d'oraisa, but most Rishonim learn not like that. But even so, it's going to be done multiple times, and it is considered an avera which people consider a significant avera, and therefore a person, the halacha considers a significant avera, bracha batala is very chomer, so I can do a lesser avera of dibur to save him from a greater avera of bracha batala.